今天早上啊，我谈到我接受这个台湾花莲神学院的邀请，去参加他们的神学讲座。
And this morning, I talked about how I had received an invitation from the from a theological seminary in Hualien City in Taiwan.
那一处的神学讲座主题是有关圣灵的问题。
And that time, the topic had to do with the Holy Spirit.
那因为我写过一本圣灵论，所以总会就派我去参加这个神学讲座。
And because I had written a book on the Holy Spirit, then the Taiwan GA sent me to go and to this seminar.
那一次被邀请去发表他们的神学主张的有三个不同的教派。
And during that time, then there were ministers from three different denominations who had been invited to speak at that conference.
我是摆在第一个发表我们的看法。
And then I was the one who was arranged to speak first on our church's views.
那因为我说我是台湾各基督教所公认的异端教派。
And because when I introduced myself, I said that I am from the church that all the other churches in Taiwan deems to be a cult.
那我讲完以后，第二个牧师是灵粮堂的领导人周神主牧师。
And then the second person to speak was from another church, and then
周神主啊。
So it was a pastor Zhou.
他是在台湾一个很有能力的牧师。
And in Taiwan, he was considered to be a very powerful pastor.
他刚刚接受灵粮堂的时候，信徒没有几个。
And when he first took on his church, then there were not that many members.
现在他手下被领导的牧师有十几个。
And right now, he has 10-something pastors under him in his church.
在台北建立好多教会，其他台湾很多地方有他的教会。
And in Taipei, there are many churches of his, as well as in other parts of Taiwan.
他也写了几本书。
And he has also written several books.
他第二个他讲话的时候。
And so when he was the second to speak.
他说刚才基督教会说他是台湾基督教所公认的异端教派。
And he said, just now, True Jesus Church said that they are the church that every other denomination in Taiwan deems to be a cult.
那别人把他当作异端，我问他们把别人当作什么端？
And so he says, well, since everybody sees them as a cult, and I ask,What kind of, what do they think of everybody else?
我心想我已经今天已经遇到强手了。
And so in my heart, I was thinking, I have definitely met a very strong opponent.
我就考虑怎么回答他的问题。
And so I consider how to answer his question.
三个牧师都，三个教派的领导人都讲完话以后。
And so after the three speakers had spoken,
下午就是讨论会。
And then there was a discussion session.
那个礼堂很大，坐满人。
And that conference hall was very big, and it was filled with people.
有神学生参加。
And there were many theological students.
也有牧师，也有各地教会的长老。
And there were also a lot of pastors and also elders from many churches.
那下午是讨论会。
And so we had a discussion session in the afternoon.
早上讲过的三个不同教派的领导人。被提出问题来回答。
And so the three pastors, three ministers from the three denominations that were speaking in the morning, they formed a panel to answer the questions.
那因为早上演讲，我被排在第一个，所以下午的讨论会，我是第一个回答大家的问题。
And because I was arranged to be the first speaker in the morning, then I was also arranged to be the first person to answer all the questions in the afternoon.
我说早上周牧师问我们，把别人当作什么端？
And so I said, in the morning, this preacher Zhao had asked, how do we view all the other churches?
我说我们教从来没有说别的教派什么端。
And so I said, well, we've never really classified any other church before.
因为各基督教什么端这个不重要。
Because it doesn't matter what kind of denomination each church is.
重要是圣经说教会是基督的身体。
What is important is that the Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
基督身体有三个条件。
And this body has three criteria.
第一个有基督的灵。
First is that it has the Spirit of God.
就是有圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
第二个条件。
And the second.
传基督话。
It has to be able to preach the word of God.
就是所信有圣经清楚的根据。
Which is that whatever we believe has to have very clear documentation in the Bible.
第三个条件。
And the third.
显明基督的能力。
and that it has to manifest the power of Christ.
神迹奇事的见证。
Which is that it has to have the testimonies of the miracles.
并且能改变一个人的生命。
And it also has to be able to change a life.
这就记录身体的三个必须条件。
And so these are the three criteria of the body of Christ.
那我们教会做三个条件都有。
And then our church has all three.
所以我们是基督的身体。
And so we are the body of Christ.
其他不管什么教派。
And it doesn't matter what other denominations you are.
假如他也具备这三个条件。
But if they have these three criteria.
他也是基督的身体。
That is also the body of Christ.
所以他跟我们是同一群，不是另外一群。
And so they are of the same flock as we are, and not of a different flock.
因为信仰的内涵都一样。
Because then the contents of their gospel will be the same.
在神看的是同一群。
And so in the eyes of God, it's the same flock.
啊，所以什么教其他教派什么端，这个就不重要了。
And so whatever it is that your denomination or whatever your classification is not so important.
16世纪马丁路德改革运动时候。
And in the 16th century when Martin Luther was changing during the Reformation.
他讲一句话很有名。
And he said a very important phrase.
他说回归圣经。
And he said to return to the Bible.
因为天主教已经离开圣经。
Because the Catholic Church had turned away from the Bible.
所以他要把信徒带回去圣经。
And so he wanted to bring the Christians back to the Bible.
啊，虽然马丁路德的改革运动成功了。
And so even though he was successful in his movement.
他的信仰比天主教更合于圣经。
Because his faith was actually more closely related to the Bible than the Catholic.
但还有些地方他没有完全回归圣经。
But there are still areas where he did not fully return to the Bible.
我们教会几十年的传统就是说，你不管讲什么道理，要有圣经充分的根据。
And our church believes that no matter how you preach the gospel, you still have to document it from the Bible.
因为圣经的话是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
它是辨别真假道的标准。
And it is the standard for which you determine whether something is true or false.
这我们几十年来所走的路。
And so this is the road that we have taken for the last few decades.
马丁路德虽然强调回归圣经，但他并没有完全回归圣经。
And so even though Martin Luther had emphasized the return to the Bible, but yet he did not fully return to the Bible.
那我们才是真正回归圣经。
And we have truly returned to the Bible.
所以不是你跟我不同教派有什么不同主张的问题，这个不是问题。
And so it's not whether or not you belong to the same denomination or characterization as I do. It's not the question.
问题是说圣经怎么讲。
But rather the question is, what does the Bible say?
我们的一切信仰要有圣经充分的根据。
Because our faith has to be fully documented by the Bible.
啊，这个才是重要。
And that's what's important.
那我早上也说过，圣经是神的话。
And in the morning, I also spoke on the Bible being the word of God.
没有神启示很难了解。
And if we do not have the revelation from God, it's very difficult to understand.
因为一般基督教缺少圣灵的启示。
Because many of the Christians, they do not have the revelation from God.
所以每个神的家对圣经有不同的解释。
And that's why there are many theologians that have very different viewpoints of the
Bible.
因此
教派越来越多。
And this is why there are more and more denominations.
我们教会因为有圣灵启示。
But then our church has a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才真正能够回到圣经。
And this is how we are able to truly return to the Bible.
啊，那这个如果所传的合于圣经教训。
And if what we're preaching actually is in accordance with the Bible.
应当坚持到底。
And then it should be the truth.
在提摩太后书一章十三节那边，保罗对提摩太说。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, Paul told Timothy.
因为我们时间恐怕不够用，所以圣经章的我不翻，这个你们讲义上都有啊。提摩太后书一章十三节那边啊。
And because of time, then I won't ask you to flip to the Bible, but it's all in the teaching material in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
保罗对提摩太说。
And Paul told Timothy.
你从我领受的纯正话语规模要牢牢守住。
And he says that hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me.
保罗传的道理是从耶稣启示来的。
And Paul's preaching comes from the revelation from God.
他认为这个是纯正话语的规模。
And so he said that this is the sound words.
他要提摩太牢牢守住。
And he wants Timothy to hold fast.
就是说保罗从耶稣启示的道理是好像一个模型。
And so, which is to say that the gospel that Paul had preached is actually the model.
工厂要生产什么东西，有个模型，同一个模型出来，规格都一样。
And we know that when the factory is making something, it creates a mold so that everything that's produced is exactly the same.
保罗从耶稣领受的启示也是一个模型。
And likewise, the gospel that Paul received from the Lord is also a model.
他就这个纯正话语的规模。
And so it is the pattern of sound words.
啊，这个很宝贵。
And so it's very precious.
还有保，还有提摩太牢牢守住。
And so he told Timothy that he has to hold fast to
this. 如果这样牢牢守住，一代从一代这样真理永远不会改变。
And if from one generation to one generation, each generation is able to hold fast, then this gospel will never change.
但后来道理改变了。
But then later on, the gospel changed.
所以才有马丁的改教运动。
And which is why that there was this reformation by Martin Luther.
在马太二十八章最后那一节。
And in Matthew chapter 28, the very last verse.
就是二十五节。
Which is verse 20.
耶稣要升天之前。
And before Jesus Christ was ascending to heaven.
对门徒说。
And he spoke to his disciples.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And he says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you.
有章我就常与你们同在。
And then lo, I am with you always.
直到世的末了。
Even to the end of the age.
圣灵是主耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
主耶稣升了以后，代替耶稣继续他工作的是圣灵。
And so the Holy Spirit is the one that takes on the work after Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说，我愿与你们同在，是讲圣灵不离开你们。
And so when Jesus Christ says that I am with you, he's speaking to the Holy Spirit.
一般基督教拿这个做根据说圣灵没有离开教会。
And then some of the Christians, they hold on to this verse and said that the Holy Spirit never left the church.
但是他忽略耶稣一个附带条件。
But then they have actually failed to see what the condition is.
他说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都叫他们遵守，这样我才愿与你们同在。
And it, which is that you have to first observe all things that I have commanded you, and then lo, I am with you always.
啊，因为教会在历史上慢慢改变耶稣的话。
And because in the history of the church, the words of God was slowly changed.
所以圣灵就离开。
And so the Holy Spirit departed.
因为这样在马丁路德改教运动。
And this is why there was the movement, the Reformation movement from Martin Luther.
啊，我们真耶稣教因为圣灵降临在中国建立的。
And the True Jesus Church, it was established in China after the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的启示，我们就能够明白圣经要怎么去解释。
And it was through the revelation from the Holy Spirit that we knew how to interpret the Bible.
然后到了这个加拉太一章那边，保罗就说。
And so in Galatians chapter 1, then Paul said.
一章六到九节。
Which is in verses 6 to 9.
当时也有人传异端。
And at that time, there were others who were preaching heresy.
所以保罗就对加拉太教会说。
And so Paul told the Galatian church,
假如有人传给你们，跟我们所传不同，他应当被咒诅。
He says that if anyone preaches to you another gospel from what we have preached to you, then let him be accursed.
因为道理传的何为真理，才能够给人得救。
Because only if a gospel is in accordance with the truth can it bring others to salvation.
如果道理传错了，就不能给人得救。
And if the gospel that's preached is wrong, then it cannot bring salvation.
所以保罗才说，假如有人传给你们，与我们所传不同，他应当被咒诅。
And this is why Paul says that if anyone preaches to you another gospel than what we have preached to you, then let him be accursed.
保罗所传的福音是从耶稣启示来的。
And the gospel that Paul preached is it came from a revelation from God.
纯正的话语。
And it was a true sound word.
所以他认为跟他所传不同，这个人就是传异端，应当被咒诅。
And so he believed that if anyone preached differently from himself, then that person is preaching a heresy and should be cursed.
标准单一个而已。
And then there is only one standard.
凡与这个标准单不同的，就是异端。
And whatever departs from the standard is heresy.
这个标准单是圣经里面的话。
And this standard is the word of God.
所以保罗说这个道理要传得纯正。
And so Paul says that this gospel that we preach has to be true.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
提摩太后书的二章十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
保罗在这里对提摩太说。
And here Paul told Timothy.
你在神面前要做神所喜欢的没有惭愧的工人。
And he says to be diligent to present yourself approved to God.
要怎么样做一个神喜欢没有惭愧的工人呢？
And how is it that you can be a worker that is approved by God and who is not ashamed?
他下面说，按着正义分解真理的道。
And it says that you have to be rightly dividing the word of truth.
有些教会所传的道理，圣经没有根据。
And there are some churches who preach words that are not documented in the Bible.
有的有些人根据, 他把这个根据讲错了。
And some of them, they use documentation from the Bible, but they explain it wrongly.
就是没有按照正义分解真理道。
Which means that they have not been rightly dividing the word of truth.
所以保罗才对提摩太说, 你要按照正义分解真理的道。
And this is why Paul told Timothy that he has to rightly divide the word.
这样才能够把每个人带到神面前。
And in this way, then you can bring everyone to God.
这个在哥罗西一章二十八节。
And this is recorded in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
在哥罗西一章二十五节那边说, 要把神的话传得全备, 就是说没有遗漏。 没有偷工减料，每一样生的有的都要传清楚，这个是他的传备。哥罗西一章二十五节。
And then in Colossians chapter 1 verse 25, it says that he is actually preaching to fulfill the word of God, which is that he preaches the complete truth.
那一章二十八节就说要把每个人在基督里完完全全带到神面前。
And then in chapter 1 verse 28, then it says that you have to bring everyone before the present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
道理传的何为圣经真理，才能够把每个人带到神面前。
And only if we preach exactly the truth, then we are able to bring others before Christ.
如果道理传错了，就不能够把每个人带到神面前。
And if the gospel that we preach is wrong, then we cannot bring people to Christ.
那么什么样的道理才是独救的福音呢？
And so what kind of gospel is the gospel of salvation?
看以弗所书的第一章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
十三节。
And verse 13.
以弗所书的第一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
这里说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救福音。 也信了基督，既然信他，就说了所应许圣灵为印记，是如时代所传的书，真理的道，得着福音。
And the apostolic times, they were preaching the word of truth, the gospel of salvation.
必然的结果就是说，必领受所受的圣灵为印记。
And then the end result is that they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
我们真的教会所传的，就是真理道，得着福音，所以信的人会领受应许圣灵为印记。
And in the true Jesus Church, we preach this word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and that's why we are able to be sealed with the Holy Spirit.
现在很多教没有圣灵，因为他们所领受的不是真理道，不是得着福音。
And there are many churches that do not have the Holy Spirit because what they preach is not the word of truth, it's not the gospel of salvation.
那属如时代，因为有人传异端。
And in the apostolic times, and because there are people preaching heresies.
所以耶稣的弟弟犹大。 说要为这个真道极力争辩。
And so then Jesus' brother Jude, he said that we have to be able to discern the truth.
我们看犹大书第三节。
Let's look at Jude 3.
犹大书就启示录前面，犹大书。
The book before Revelation, which is Jude.
第三节。
Verse
3. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。 论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道，竭力的争辩。这里的这个话是犹大写的，这个犹大不是卖耶稣那个犹大，是耶稣弟弟犹大后来信耶稣。
And here, these are the words written by Jude, the brother of Jesus, and not is actually not Judah, the one who betrayed Jesus.
他说要为 从前一处，教圣徒的真道，竭力争辩。
And he tells us that we have to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
从前一处教是耶稣传给门徒的。
And what it means by once for all delivered is that Jesus Christ, he preached this to his disciples.
一处而已，没有第二处。
There was only once, and there's no second time.
那是永远的真理。
And this is an eternal truth.
不能改变的真理。
And this is a never-changing truth.
那当初有人传的道理，不是门徒一直领受那个真道。
And right at that time, then the gospel that they were preaching, some of it was not in accordance with this truth.
所以犹大才说，要为从前一处交给圣徒的真道竭力争辩。
And this is why Jude said that we have to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
我们今天教会所信的，多数有圣经充分的根据。
And today what we believe is fully supported by the biblical scriptures.
我们所传的是从前一处交给门徒的真道。
And what we believe is actually the truth, that the faith that was once for all delivered to the apostles.
所以我们所传跟一般的基督教有很大的差别。
Which is also why what we preach is very different from some of the Christian churches today.
因为这样他们就说我们是异端。
And in this way, then some of them call us a cult.
其实不是异端，是异己，异己是跟主的不同。
But rather, it's not a cult, but rather it's actually unique, because unique means that it's different from ourselves.
跟自己不同不一定是异端。
Just because something is different from you doesn't mean it's a heresy.
跟圣经不同才是异端。
Only if you've departed from the Bible is it a heresy.
因为每个人都以为他是对的。
Because everyone feels that they aren't right.
用自己做标准判断。
And they use themselves as a standard to judge.
跟我不同就是异端。
And they say whatever is different from me is a heresy.
其实人的主张不能做标准。
But then actually what we ourselves speak cannot be said to be a standard.
圣经的话才是标准。
And only the word of the Bible can be the standard.
所以跟圣经不同就是异端。
And so whatever is differing from the Bible is a heresy.
圣经有充分根据，那不是异端。
And whatever is fully supported by the Bible is not a heresy.
那因为我们这个任务要把圣经的话传得正确。
And because we have recognized that we need to preach the entire truth.
有时候跟别教的牧师、神学家会讨论道理。
And so sometimes when we might discuss the gospel with other theological students or theologians.
我们又很坚持，我们信仰不会让步。
And that we may be very insistent on what we believe as a faith, and we do not let go.
他们说我们是异端。
And because of this, sometimes they say that we are preaching heresies.
因为我们是根据圣经替神说话。 应当不是异端。
But then because we are speaking from the point of view of the Bible on behalf of God, then we are not a heresy.
其他的教会，他们所信的圣经没有充分的根据，有的把圣经根据讲错了，那并不是真理。
And then there are many churches that they speak wrongly on the word of God, or they have no biblical support, or if they interpret the Bible wrongly, and this is not in accordance with the Bible.
教会要有真理做。 根据啊,
and the church has to have the truth and the Bible as the foundation.
看以弗所书的第二章,
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2,
19节,
verse 19.
以弗所书的第二章19节,
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
19节这里说, 教会是神的国, 神的家, 19节, 教会是神的国, 神的家, 啊。
And it says that the house of God is the it's the kingdom of God
那个,
and his house.
这个家这个国是二十节建造在属徒和先祖的根据上。
And this nation and this house is actually built on the foundation of the apostles in verse 20.
耶稣基督做黄角石。
And Jesus Christ himself also is the chief cornerstone.
也就教会要有属徒先祖耶稣教训为根据。
Which is that the church has to have the foundation of the apostles and the prophets in Jesus Christ.
所谓的教会不是这个会堂。
And so the church is not referring to this building.
会堂是建筑物啊。
Because this chapel is just a physical building.
这个拜神地方。
It's just a place to worship.
这个不需要有什么真理做根据。
And then it doesn't require anything to be its foundation.
这里教会讲耶稣基督所拣选的这个集团就是教会。
And then rather it's saying that what God has chosen, then this is the church.
那耶稣拣选的这个集团要建在什么地方?
And then so the household of God that has been chosen by God, where is it built on?
建在属徒先祖耶稣的根据上面。
And it's built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ.
也就是说所信所传要有圣经充分的根据。
Which is that whatever is preached and believed in has to have its full support in the Bible.
这才是神的教会。
And then this is the church of God.
假如所信所传违背属徒先祖耶稣教训，就是根基没有放在耶稣属徒先祖的上面。
And if whatever is being preached is not in accordance with the Bible, then it's saying that the foundation is not the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ.
教会不但要建造在真理的上面，还有一个任务，要支持真理。
And then not only does the church has to be built on the foundation of the truth, but it also has to support the truth.
看提摩太后前书第三章。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
15节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书的3章15节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我当年入酒，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是神永生神的教会，真理的住处和根基。这里说这个神的家就是神的教会。
And here it says that the church of God is also the house of God.
然后说, 住真理的住宿和根基,
and it says that it is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
这个跟以弗所二章说法是颠倒过来的。
And this is a little bit on the turned around from what's recorded in Ephesians.
以弗所二章我们刚刚所看说，教会好像一个房子。
And in Ephesians, it seems as though the church is a house.
要有真理做根基,
and it has the truth as a foundation.
啊, 那么这提摩前书三章十五节是把它倒过来,
and it seems like in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, it's flipped upside down.
他说, 教会是真理的住宿和根基,
and it says that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
就是教会是根基了,
and the church is the foundation.
然后真理是房主了,
and then the truth is the... The truth is the is a building.
教会是租住这个房子的住宿跟根基。
And so the
教会哈, 是租住这个真理这个房子的住宿和根基。
And so the church is actually the support and the pillar and the foundation for this truth.
那时候教会的任务了。
And so this is the mission of the church.
以弗所二章那边是说教会是一个房子。
And so in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that the church is the house.
真理是根基,
and then the truth is the foundation.
教要真理做根基这个条件,
because it says that the church has to have the foundation of the truth.
那提摩前书三章十五节就把它倒过来,
and so 1 Timothy chapter 3, it turns it around.
教会是一个根基,
that the church itself is the foundation.
真理是一个房子,
and then the truth is the house.
就是教会有任务要租住这个真理这个房子,
and so the church has the mission to be able to support up this truth.
啊, 所以说教会跟真理脱不了关系,
and so the church and the truth cannot be separated.
它要有真理做条件,
because it has to have the truth as the requirement.
宣扬真理, 租住真理,
but it also has to go out and proclaim and support the truth.
为真理争辩,
and to be able to contend on behalf of the truth.
传递回真理才能够带人到神面前,
because only if we preach the truth can we bring others before the Lord.
如果所传的违背真理, 就不能带人到神面前,
and if what we preach is different from the truth, then we cannot present other people to the Lord.
接下来我再谈, 得救的真教是独一无二的,
and then also the church is singular.
啊, 这个圣经好多根据,
and there are many different kinds of documentation in the Bible. And then there are many documentation recorded in the teaching material.
首先三谈,
and I will not turn there. But first we talk about the relationship between the church and God.
圣经说教会是神的殿,
and the Bible tells us that the church is the temple of God.
是神的家,
it's also the house of God.
是神的国,
it's the kingdom of God.
圣经有根据啊,
and it's all recorded in the Bible.
那神是独一的,
and it also says that God is one.
所以他的殿, 他的家, 他的国也是独一的,
and so it's his temple, his house and kingdom are also one.
这里就谈到教会跟基督的关系,
and then we also talk about the church's relationship with
圣经讲叫做基督身体,
Christ. And then tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
又想叫做基督的妻子,
and the church is also called the bride of Christ.
基督做一位而已,
and Christ only has one.
他的身体做一个,
and there's only one body.
他的妻子有一个,
and there's only one bride.
啊, 所以教会是独一的,
and so the church is also singular.
以教会跟神关系来了解,
and then between the relationship between
他说以教会跟基督关系来了解,
between the relationship between the church and Christ.
他是独一的,
then we know that there's only one.
那么在约翰十五章的第一节,
and also in John chapter 15, verse 1, and Jesus Christ himself said,
我是真葡萄树,
he says, I am the true vine.
然后对面就说, 你们是树枝,
and he told the believers, the apostles and disciples, that they are the branches.
第五节,
and this is recorded in verse 5.
葡萄树也有真假的分别吗?
And then even in the vine, is there a true and false vine?
真的葡萄树有生命,
and the true vines have life.
假的就没有生命,
and the false ones do not have life.
那真的葡萄有生命, 因为它有圣灵,
and the true vine has life because it has the Holy Spirit.
它有真理,
and it has the truth.
它是属于神的葡萄树,
and it is a vine that belongs to God.
所以有神的灵,
and so there is the Spirit of God.
有真理,
and there's also the
这样才有生命,
and this way then it has life.
它的真葡萄树,
and this is a true vine.
啊, 如果是没有圣灵,
and if the vine does not have the Holy Spirit,
没有真理,
And there is no truth.
它是假的葡萄树。
Then it is a false vine.
那耶稣讲，我是真葡萄树。
And Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
耶稣是一位而已。
And Jesus Christ is only one. 所以
真的葡萄也是一个而已。
And there's only one true vine.
这也是一个独一的观念。
And this is also a singular concept.
然后耶稣提到他做好牧人。
And then Jesus Christ also said he's a good shepherd.
他有一群羊。
And that he has one flock.
他有一个羊圈。
And he has a pen.
他没有好多羊圈呢、啊。
He has a fold and he
does
not have multiple、
啊、
He does not have multiple flocks.
他只有一个羊圈，只有一个羊群。
But rather he has one flock and one fold.
看约翰第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音的第十章十六节。
John chapter 10 verse 16.
我里面有羊，不就住圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们要听我的声音，并且要合成一群。归个牧人啊，耶稣在这里说，他地方有羊。
And Jesus Christ says that he has other sheep.
羊就是信徒啊。
And the sheep are the members.
耶稣的好牧人啊。
That Jesus is the good shepherd.
他地方有羊，不是这个羊圈里的。
And he has other sheep that which are not of the fold.
可见耶稣有一个特别主的羊圈，这个羊圈不是好多羊圈吗、啊？
And it seems that Jesus Christ has this one particular fold and not multiple.
那我还有羊没有归入这个羊圈。
But he has other sheep that has not been brought into this fold.
然后耶稣我要领他们来。
And so Jesus said that he wants to bring them there.
不是领到好多羊圈，是领到这个羊圈。
And it's not just leading them to any other fold, but rather to this fold.
耶稣有特别主定的这个羊圈。
And then Jesus Christ has already designated one fold.
然后耶稣把他羊领到这边。
And Jesus wants to bring his sheep there.
所以羊有两种。
And there are two types of sheep.
一种是没有信耶稣的。
And there are one that does not belong.
一种是已经信耶稣，他跑错羊圈的。
And there's the type that do not believe in Jesus Christ, and the other believe in Jesus Christ but are in the wrong fold.
就是散在各基督教的信徒。
Which is that they are members of other denominations.
里面有主的羊。
And then there are also the Lord's sheep in there.
耶稣说要把这些人引导到的羊圈来。
And Jesus has said that he wants to bring these sheep into this fold.
所以我们教会不管是台湾或者在很多国家，过去在别教会当传道牧师的，或者当信徒的，到我们这边来。
And so regardless of whether or not our church is in Taiwan or in other places, but we have had many people who come and they may have been pastors of other churches, but they come and believe in our church.
啊，以前台湾被日本管五十年。
And before Taiwan was under the control of Japan for 50 years.
那么当我们教会从大陆传来台湾时候。
And then when the church was preached from China to Taiwan.
有一个日本基督教的牧师叫须田，姓须，须田苏拉。Sura,
and then there was a Japanese minister by the name of Shura.
他跟我们讨论道理，认我们这个才对。
And then after speaking to us about the truth, then he realized that our church has the right truth.
他就归入我们的教会。
And so then he came to our church.
然后当我们教会传道。
And then he eventually became a minister in our church.
后来日本打仗打输就回日本去。
And so after Japan lost the war, then they went home.
他还回日本。
And he also returned to Japan.
后来台湾开各国教会台代表大会的时候。
And then later on, when in Taiwan we held a world's delegate conference.
他从日本来参加。
And then he came to attend from Japan.
啊，叫我安排他讲道。
And then the church asked him to speak.
我替他当翻译。
And then I was translating for him.
因为以前我也受过日本教育。
Because I had actually undergone Japanese education.
我会听日本话。
So I can understand Japanese.
也会用日本话讲道。
And I can also speak the sermon in Japanese.
啊，他说他在这个教会受洗。
And then he said that he had been baptized into the True Jesus Church.
虽然打仗输回日本。
And so even though Japan lost the war, he went back to Japan.
但他没有离开这个教会。
But yet he has not departed from the True Jesus Church.
他说到死为主，他不会离开这个教会。
And he says that until death, he will not depart from the True Jesus Church.
真的，他到死没有离开这个教会。
And it's true that even to his death, he did not depart.
因为他已经找到真理。
Because he already found the truth.
啊，虽然他以前当牧师。
And even though he was already a pastor from another church
圣经也懂得不少,
before, and he also knew the Bible pretty well.
但他认我们这个才是真正合于圣经的真理。
But then he recognized that this is actually the truth in accordance with the Bible.
啊，所以就归入这个教会。
And so then he came to belong to the
Jesus
Church. 因为他是主
的羊。
Because he is a sheep of God.
我去韩国时候。
And when I went to Korea.
遇到一个传道。
I met a pastor.
他以前就浸信会的牧师，浸信会。
And then before he was a Baptist minister.
他的家就是在会堂里面。
And then his house was actually in the church.
这个教会的信徒是他在牧养的。
And then that church was one that he was pastoring for a long time.
后来跟我们讨论。
And then later on, he came to discuss with us.
我们这个才对。
And he recognized that ours is true.
他就由浸信会归入到这教会。
And then so then he brought his fold to come to us.
然后把那一群浸信会信徒带到我们这边来。
And then he brought his believers, his members to come to our church.
这种例子很多国家都有。
And this kind of example occurs in many different countries.
所以耶稣的话在我们教一族应验。
And so the words of Jesus Christ has been manifested in our church.
我要有羊，不是这个羊圈，我要把他们领来。
And he has said that there are other sheep I have which are not of this fold, and them I must also bring.
然后说，他们要听我的声音。
And it says that they will hear my voice.
什么叫听我的声音呢？
What does it mean to hear his voice?
真理是主的话。
And the truth is the word of God.
圣灵是主的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所谓听我的声音。
And so to listen to the voice of God.
顺从圣灵引导。
Which is that they obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
接受真理。
And they receive the truth.
主的羊一定会有这个结果。
And the sheep of God truly will have this result.
我们有时候跟别教的信徒谈到时候。
And sometimes when we were preaching to others from other denominations.
刚刚开始他没有办法接受。
And at the very beginning they have no way of accepting this.
因为人的观念不是马上能转变。
Because people's viewpoints cannot be changed immediately.
但是跟他继续谈几句以后
，But after we share with them for several times，
他慢慢了解我们是对的
，And then they slowly come to realize that we are right。
因为耶稣说得很清楚
，Because Jesus Christ has said very clearly，
我的羊听我的声音
，That my sheep hear my voice、
啊。有的很快就明白
，And some understand very quickly。
有的以后也会明白
，And some eventually come to understand。
因为主的羊听主的声音
，Because the sheep of God listen to His voice。
然后合成一群。
And then the sheep must come to one fold.
耶稣没有说好多群、啊、
And Jesus did not say there are many flocks.
他具有一个主定的这个羊圈作为群
Because he has this designated fold and this one flock.
然后说归一个牧人
And he says that there's one shepherd.
牧人是独一的、啊、
And there's only one shepherd.
独一的牧人
And this is a unique shepherd.
独一的一群
And there's one flock.
独一的羊圈
And one fold.
耶稣没有承认好多羊圈、啊、
And Jesus Christ did not make many folds.
他没有承认好多羊群、啊、
And he did not make many flocks.
是一个羊圈一个群
But it's one fold and one flock.
然后一个牧人牧羊
And then there is one shepherd.
这牧人耶稣啊。
And this shepherd is Jesus Christ.
耶稣已经升天了。
And Jesus Christ has already ascended.
谁在牧养教会呢？
So who's actually shepherding the church?
圣灵是耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
耶稣升了以后就降下圣灵来。
And so after Jesus Christ ascended, then he sent down the Holy Spirit.
我们今天教会有圣灵在领导。
And today our church has the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就耶稣所说，做一个羊圈，做一个群。
And so just like Jesus Christ has said, this one fold and this one flock
圣灵在领导
with the Holy Spirit leading.
因此我们对于独一真教会这个观念啊，是有圣经清楚根据的。
And so for the one true church concept, there is biblical support.
好，每个教都认为他是对的呀。
But then every church, they feel that they are right.
每个教都认为他是基督身体啊。
And every church thinks that they are the body of Christ.
所以我们要看圣经，到底哪一个教会才是真正基督身体。
And so we must look at the Bible to see which church is truly the body of Christ.
哥罗西第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
二十四节。
Verse
24. 哥罗西书的第一章二十四节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督身体的为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。这里谈到基督的身体就是教会。
And here it says that the body of Christ is the church.
那我刚刚讲基督身体有三个条件。
And just now I mentioned that the body of Christ has to have three criteria.
第一个条件有基督灵。
And the first criteria has to have the spirit of Jesus Christ.
如果没有基督灵，他就不是基督身体。
Because it does not have the spirit of Christ, it's not the body of Christ.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
以弗所书的第一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是他的身体，那是那充满万有主所充满的。这里说教会是他的身体。
And here, from verse 22, it says that the church is a body of Christ.
这个他是谁呢？
And where is this him?
前面讲基督了。
And just, he was talking about the church.
这个他就是基督。
It was talking about Christ. And so this him is Christ.
基督的身体。
And so this church is the body of Christ.
那充满万有主所充满的。
And it says that the fullness of him who fills all in all.
充满万有是神。
And the one that fills all is God.
神的灵充满万有。
And God's Spirit fills all.
神的灵也充满在教会里面。
And the Spirit of God also fills in the church.
所以教会是基督身体。
And so the body
是充满万有主所充满的。
And the church is the body of Christ, and it's filled with the with.
哎，是充满万有主所充满的教会哈。
And it is the church that is fills all in all.
如果没有神的灵充满这个教会，就不是基督身体。
And if the church does not have the Spirit of Christ filling in it, then it is not the body of Christ.
罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
罗马书的第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
如果神的灵在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督灵，就不是属基督。这里说。人若没有基督灵，就不属基督。
And here it says that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he is not his.
一个教会如果没有基督灵，他就不属基督。
And if a church does not have the Spirit of Christ, then it is not his.
他就不属基督身体。
Because then it is not the body of Christ.
那一般教会都认为他们也有圣灵。
And there are many churches that think that they have the Holy Spirit.
他说如果没有圣灵，怎么会信耶稣呢？
And they say, if we do not have the Spirit, Holy Spirit, how do we believe in Christ?
他们这样讲有圣灵根据。
And what they say is that there is a biblical documentation.
但是他把圣经的话讲错了。
But then they've actually interpreted this wrongly.
我们看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书的十二章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说一句可做主的；若不是被神的感动的，也没有能说一句主的。啊，这里说有圣灵感动才能够说一句主。
And here it says that no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
他们就拿这个做根据说，我们也有圣灵在里面。
And so they use this verse to say that, well, of course, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
因为有圣灵才能认耶稣为主啊。
Because only because we have the Holy Spirit can we say that Jesus is Lord.
啊，所以他们里面有圣灵。
And so then they must have the Holy Spirit.
其实这里是讲圣灵的感动，不是讲有圣灵。
But actually, this Holy Spirit is referring to the movement of the Holy Spirit and not to the Holy Spirit itself.
圣灵感动跟有圣灵是两回事。
And to be moved by the Holy Spirit and to have the Holy Spirit himself is two different things.
已经领受圣灵的人。
And those who have already received the Holy Spirit.
当然有圣灵感动。
And then when they have the movement.
没有领受圣灵之前，可能也有圣灵感动。
And then if they have not yet received the Holy Spirit, they could also have the movement.
啊，我们在布道时候邀请慕道朋友来参加聚会。
And when we have evangelical services, we ask our friends to come and attend.
有的说很忙就拒绝了。
And there are some who say that they're very busy and then they refuse.
因为他没有圣灵感动啊。
Because they were not moved by God.
有的很忙也要来。
But some of them, they're very busy, but yet they come.
说最近有几位朋友看报纸就来了。
For example, this time we have some friends who have seen the newspaper and therefore they come.
有圣灵感动啊。
And they have been moved by the Holy Spirit.
啊，来了又听得懂。
And then when they come, then they can also understand.
就是圣灵感动。
To understand is also the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为有的听不懂，来一组两组不来了。
Because some, they do not understand, and so they come once or twice, and then they stop coming.
他没有圣灵感动。
And they do not have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
然后有的人又进一步接受洗礼。
And then there are others who take one further step and they receive water baptism.
这也是圣灵感动啊。
And this is also the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们拨空来聚会，圣灵感动。
And so when we take the time to come and attend service, this is the movement of God.
我们听明白真理，又接受耶稣救恩，多数圣灵感动。
And when we come to listen and also to believe and then to receive baptism, this is also a movement from God.
不等于有圣灵。
But that does not necessarily mean we have the Holy Spirit.
我们看使徒第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
十数节。
Verse
14. 使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
啊，十数节。
Verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受神的道，就祷告彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节。
15.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。十六节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有见到他们一个人身上，他们从主耶稣的名受了洗。十七节。于是使徒按着他们头上，
17.
他们就受了圣灵啊。这里说，耶稣的门徒彼得、约翰到了撒玛利亚去。
And here it says that the apostles of Jesus Christ, Peter and John, they went to Samaria.
因为那边已经有人信耶稣。
Because they heard that there were those who believe in Jesus Christ there.
也受了洗礼。
And they've been baptized.
但是没有人受圣灵。
But yet they had not, none of them had received the Holy Spirit.
他们已经受了洗礼。
And they have already received water baptism.
成为耶稣的门徒,
and they have become the believers in Jesus Christ.
一定能见耶稣为主啊,
and so, of course, they recognize Jesus as Lord.
但他们没有圣灵,
but yet they do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以一般基督教所说的, 你能够信耶稣就有圣灵, 这个是错误的。
And so the Christians that say that once you believe in Jesus Christ, that means you already have the Holy Spirit, then this is wrong.
因为撒玛利已经信耶稣了,
because the people in Samaria had already believed in Jesus Christ. And they had received water baptism.
一定有圣灵感动啊,
and of course, there had been the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是没有圣灵,
but yet they did not receive the Holy Spirit. It's only when they were laid hands on then they received the Holy Spirit.
所以撒玛利亚能够信耶稣, 因为他有圣灵感动,
and so those people in Samaria were able to believe in Jesus Christ because they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
他决心受洗也受圣灵感动,
and then when they receive water baptism, it's also from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
他们一定能认耶稣为主,
and they can definitely recognize Jesus as Lord.
但没有人受圣灵,
but yet no one received the Holy Spirit.
按手才得圣灵,
it was only when they laid hands on them that they received the Holy Spirit.
可见一般教会所说的 你能够信耶稣就有圣灵, 这个是错误的观念。
And so the concept that from other Christians that says that once you believe in Jesus Christ, then that means that you have received the Holy Spirit is wrong.
那为什么要有神感动才会信耶稣呢?
And so why is it that you have to have the movement of the Holy Spirit in order to believe?
我们读圣灵要了解时代背景。
And then when we read the Bible, we also have to understand based on the background.
耶稣是木匠儿子,
and Jesus, he was the carpenter's son.
没有受很好的教育,
and he did not receive good education.
没有外貌,
and he had no outward appearance.
假如你没有神的感动, 你看不出耶稣的救主。
And if you were not moved by the Holy Spirit, then you would not have recognized that Jesus is the Lord.
所以耶稣才被钉十字架。
And this is why Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
他们不认为神成为人来, 怎么是出生在木匠的家里呢?
Because they could not believe that how is it that God come to earth would be born into the carpenter's home.
所以他们因为耶稣没有外貌, 就不信他。
And because Jesus had no good outward appearance, then they did not believe in him.
假如你没有神的感动, 你就看不出耶稣的救主。
And so if they did not have the movement of the Holy Spirit, then we cannot see that Jesus is Lord.
当时信耶稣的人,
and those people who believe in Jesus Christ at the time, and they had the persecution of their faith.
也有罗马政府的政治 people.
They were persecuted from the Jews as well as from the Roman government. Because the Jews thought that only their God is the true God.
一个犹太人如果以耶稣为主,
and if a Jew actually came to believe in Jesus Christ, and then they feel that you are actually betraying the true God, Yahweh. And so then there is actually this persecution that comes from the religion. And at that time, the Israel was controlled by Roman.
罗马的王, 该撒是他们的主。
And the Roman Empire, Caesar, was actually their king.
如果你以耶稣为主,
and then if you take Jesus Christ as your Lord,
就被认为背叛该撒,
then they see it as betraying Caesar.
就从罗马政府来的政治逼迫,
and so then you will also have political persecution from the Roman government.
这个保罗传福音时候, 常常被犹太人追杀又被抓去坐牢。
And that's why when Paul was preaching the gospel, then he was persecuted by the Jews and he was also put into prison.
他就遭遇到犹太教的宗教逼迫, 也遭遇到罗马政府的政治逼迫。
And so he was actually persecuted from the religious point of view, from the from Judaism, and he was also persecuted from the government, from the Roman from the Romans.
如果没有圣灵感动, 你不敢信耶稣。
And so without the movement of God, then there is no way that you dare to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为你信耶稣, 谁就可能被杀。
Because once you believe in Jesus Christ, then you could be killed at any time.
今天不一样,
but today is different.
今天耶稣有外貌了。
And today, Jesus Christ has
this appearance.现在很多文明国家是基督教国家。
And nowadays, many of the developed countries are actually Christian countries.
会堂都很大。
And their churches are very big.
在里面信耶稣的人有地位、有钱、有权一大堆啊。
And then the people that are actually believing in Jesus Christ, many of them have status and money, and also a lot of other
education. 耶稣有外貌了。
And so Jesus Christ has an outward appearance.
而且在自由国家, 宗教信仰自由。
And also in many countries, then you also have religious freedom.
不会因为信耶稣受逼迫。
And you're not persecuted because you believe in Jesus.
因主今天在各基督教信耶稣, 不一定每个人都有神的感动。
And so today, those who come to believe in Jesus Christ may not be moved by the Holy Spirit.
但我们认为一般基督教也有人很虔诚。
But then we also believe that there are very many fervent believers in Christianity.
他们爱神爱人。
And they truly love God and love
man.
And then they are also very fervent in worshiping God. And they are moved by God.
但不等有圣灵。
But that doesn't mean that they have the Holy Spirit.
好像撒玛利亚人。
And just like those people in Samaria.
他不因为耶稣没有外貌信耶稣。
And then they did not,
not. 不因为耶稣没有外貌就信耶稣。
They did not believe in Jesus Christ because Jesus did not have an outward appearance.
他不因为怕逼迫不敢信耶稣。
And they did not, believe in Jesus. They did not believe in Jesus Christ because they were not afraid of persecution.
就是圣灵感动啊。
And, but then it was the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是没有人受圣灵。
But then no one received the Holy Spirit.
按手祷告才得圣灵。
And only after they were laid hands upon, then they received the Holy Spirit.
那么什么叫有圣灵呢？
And so what exactly does it mean to have the Holy Spirit?
圣经讲得很清楚啊。
And the Bible says very clearly.
看使徒行传第十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
44节。
Verse 44.
使徒行传第十五章。
Acts chapter 10.
44节到47节。
Verses 44 to 47.
这里记载彼得在哥尼流家里传福音时候。
And this records the incident when Peter was preaching in the house of Cornelius.
圣灵就降在一切听到人身上。
And the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word.
这个在四十四节。
And this is in 44.
45节说跟彼得同来奉沟里的信徒看见圣灵给外邦人，感觉很奇怪。
And verse 45 tells us those of the circumcision who believed were astonished as many came with Peter because the gifts of the Holy Spirit had been poured out.
当时犹太人认为弥赛亚是属于犹太人的。
And at that time, many people believed that the Messiah belongs to the Jews.
他不认为外邦人能够成为神的选民。
And they did not believe that the Gentiles could actually become the chosen ones of God.
那哥尼是外邦人。
And then Cornelius is a Gentile.
所以他读圣灵，那些犹太人感觉奇怪。
And so when he received the Holy Spirit, then those Jews were very astonished.
怎么晓得有圣灵呢？
And how did they know that they received the Holy Spirit?
四十六节说，因为听见他们说方言。
And verse 46 tells us, for they heard them speak with tongues.
因为听见他们说完，才判断他们已经有圣灵。
And it's because they heard them speak with tongues that they recognized that they received the Holy Spirit.
四十七节记载，彼得说。
And then verse 47, it says that Peter said,
这些人说是跟我们一样。
It says that these people have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
跟我们一样就是说跟我们领受圣灵经验是一样。
Which means that they have received Holy Spirit in the same experience that Peter and the apostles have.
就是五旬节的经验咯。
Which is the experience from the Pentecost.
五旬节圣灵降临。
And in the Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came down.
120个被圣灵充满。
And then there were 120 that were filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼得把他经验当作标准判断。
And so Peter uses his experience as a standard to make this determination.
会讲方言。
That they speak in tongues.
跟我们一样。
Just as we have.
就是有圣灵。
And that means they have the Holy Spirit.
如果不会说方言。
If they do not speak in tongues.
跟我们不一样。
Then it's different from us.
就是没有圣灵。
And that means they do not have the Holy Spirit.
后来彼得回耶路撒冷报告这件事情时候。
And then when Peter went back to Jerusalem to report this matter.
他再度强调。
And he once again emphasized.
圣灵降临时候。
That when the Holy Spirit came down,
他们就说方言。
That they spoke in tongues.
跟我们当初一样。
And just as we in the beginning.
啊，看使徒十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
使徒行传十一章十五节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 15.
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。这个是彼得后来回忆上人的报告。
And this was a report of Peter when he returned back to Jerusalem.
他说，我一开讲，圣灵就降下来。
And he says, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell down.
正像当初在我们身上一样。
And upon us, just as it's upon us at the beginning.
当初就是五旬节圣灵降临那一处经验。
At the beginning means, was referring to the experience of Pentecost.
彼得拿这个来判断，跟我们一样，就是有圣灵；跟我们不一样，没有讲方言，就是没有圣灵。
And Peter uses to determine that it's just as we have, which means that they are speaking in tongues, and that means they have the Holy Spirit. And if they did not speak in tongues, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
这个判断的标准今天还没有改变。
And then this what means of determination has not changed even today.
我们今天教会都是会讲方言。
And then in the True Jesus Church, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues.
跟五旬一样的经验。
And it's the same experience as in the apostolic time.
现在很多教会不会说方言。
And there are many churches now that do not speak in tongues.
他们说他们有圣灵。
And they say they have the Holy Spirit.
其实他没有。
Actually, they do not.
因为他跟五旬节有不同经验。
Because their experience is different from the apostolic church.
啊，所以说我们所说谁对谁不对，不就根据我们怎么讲，是根据圣灵怎么讲。
And so when we say who is right and who is wrong, it's not based on what we say as a standard, but rather what the Bible says that we use as a standard.
我们跟别教基督徒谈到说，我们的习惯是说，不是你怎么样，我怎么样，而是圣经怎么讲。
And so when we speak the truth, when we're discussing the truth with other denominations, then what we actually do is to not say that this is what you say and what I say, but rather what the Bible says.
你怎么样，我怎么样, 不能当作标准啊。
Because whatever you say and whatever I say cannot be the standard.
圣经话才是标准。
And only the words of the Bible are the standards.
马丁路德改革运动讲的话很对，回归圣经了。
And the words that Martin Luther spoke in the Reformation is very important.
我们要回归圣经了,
which is to return to the Bible.
圣经怎么讲，我们就怎么接受。
And whatever the Bible says, then we have to accept this.
我们才能够成为神好的儿女。
And in this way, then we can be good children of God.
我在我们台湾神学院啊, 1963 成立。
And then at the Taiwan Theological Seminary for our church, it was established in 1963.
从成立到现在已经40多年。
And has been established for more than 40-something years.
我就在现在讲教育的课。
And then I always talk about the
教育，
the doctrinal classes.
那为了讲这个课啊，我要看很多别教神学家所写有关教育的书。
And then in order to speak these classes, then I have to actually read many of the books written by other churches.
所以对每种教育，他们主张什么，他们有什么神的根据，我知道。
And so whatever it is that the other churches believe and whatever biblical support that they use, I understand all this.
然后我做比较,
and then I make a comparison.
我发现我们是对的,
and then I find that we are right.
假如他们才对,
and if they are actually right,
我可能早就被拉走了,
and then most likely I would have left long ago.
但我一直知道我们才对,
but then yet I know that we are right.
所以我一直留在基督教会,
and that's why I have remained in True Jesus Church.
这也是神的保守,
and this is also by the preservation of God.
然后我就有责任替圣经说话,
and then I also have the responsibility to speak on behalf of the Bible,
替神说话,
to speak on behalf of God.
我们常常说我们对他们不对,
and then sometimes we say that we are right and they are wrong.
到底他们错在哪里,
where are they actually wrong?
我们看他们神学著作啊,
and if you read their works,
所以一般基督教神学家所写有关教育的著作，我看很多。
And I've read many doctrinal books written by other churches.
我写一本书叫《圣灵论》。
And I've written a book on the Holy Spirit.
有33万字。
And then there are 330,000 words.
现在英文翻译已经出版了。
And then they've actually translated this into English.
我为了写《圣灵论》，我看别教会神学家所写有关圣灵的书啊，看很多啊。
And in order to write this book, then I have also read up on the Holy Spirit from the books written by other churches. Because then I can understand how they view the Holy Spirit. And what kind of biblical support do they use? How do they interpret those biblical support? And then compare it to our faith. And then I write out all of these different viewpoints.
变成一本书啊，就圣灵论啊。
And so it becomes a thesis on the Holy Spirit.
以前台湾没有神学院。
And before there was a theological seminary.
我受的是一般的神学训练班。
And so I just attended the theological training classes.
读一年就毕业。
And after studying for 1 year, then I graduated.
那当时教我们的老师是杨燕长老。
And then at that time, the teacher that taught us was Elder John Young.
我们那班的十个神学生,
and there were 10 theological students in that class.
就把我们的五大教分给十个神学生写毕业论文。
And then so they split up the five basic doctrines and then had each of us do a thesis on it.
然后就被主定要写圣灵的问题。
And then so I was told to write on the Holy Spirit.
我就把图书馆里面有关圣灵问题别教神学家所写的集啦书籍本。
And then so I borrowed all the books from the library on the Holy Spirit and also various books I can find from other churches on the Holy Spirit.
把里面他们所主张的都列出来。
And then I laid out what exactly did they was their themes in the book.
然后先写了一个大纲。
And then I wrote an outline.
要开始写。
And then I started writing.
本来的规定是一年毕业要交这个论文才能够毕业。
And then the regulation said that you have to turn in your thesis after this 1 year course in order to graduate.
我到毕业书还没有完成。
And when I graduated, I still had not completed my thesis.
杨总看我的大纲。
And then Elder John Young looked at my thesis.
还要看我桌子上圣灵问题书籍本那么多。
And then he saw that I had over 10-something books on the Holy Spirit on my desk.
他说这个你一年不能完成。
And he said there's no way you can complete this in 1 year.
准你毕业。
And he goes, I allow you to graduate.
你继续写。
But you continue to write.
等到我写好交给他。
And then when I finish writing, to give it to him.
他说可以印成书呢。
And he says, well, we can put this into a book.
我本来不敢会，不敢想会印成书，结果印成书了。
And then before, I never thought that it would be published into a book, but it was published.
啊，然后他说，哎，这个会当作神学教材啊。
And then he says, well, we can actually use this as a teaching material for the theological students.
哦，那1963年神学成立，这个变成神学教材。
And so in 1963, when they established a theological seminary, then this became the teaching material.
其他很多教义我都不是只有信主张我们所信，我会看比较对每个问题的看法。
And I've also done the same thing with many of the different doctrines that we believe in.
有时候跟比较牧师谈到时候
，And then sometimes when I'm speaking to other churches' pastors,
他找不到圣经根据
，And they're not able to find the biblical support.
我知道他要找哪里啊
，And I know exactly what they're looking for.
就分给他看。你是不是要做一节呢
？And so I will find the verse for them and says, "Are you looking for this verse?"
他看一看说，哦，这个不谈，谈别的了。
And so then they will take a look at it and they say, "Well, let's not talk about this one. Then let's talk about something else."
这样玩了几招以后啊，他说不想玩了。
And then after we play this game for a few times, and they no longer want to play.
就像两个人在比武。
And it's just like two people are trying.
对方的刀掉在地上。
And they're trying to trying to.
刀掉在地上。
Oh, they're trying to fence, and then one sword has fallen down.
他在紧张时候，我们捡起来还给他。
And then, so while they're actually nervous, then you actually pick up their sword and give it back to them.
哦，再来打。
And then let's go again.
啊，不要打了。
And they don't want to fight anymore.
这个不好玩了。
Because it's no fun.
哎，我们说知己知彼，百战百胜，就了解对方，了解自己，每一处打仗都胜利了。
And then there's a saying that says that as long as you understand yourself and your enemies, then you will always win in the battle.
啊，我有几处跟别的教会牧师谈到。
And there's a few times that I have spoken with other churches pastors.
其中有一个是英国留学生的博士。
And then there was actually one who has studied in the UK.
我跟他讨论三一题。
And I talked to him about Trinity.
啊，我问的几个问题他都不能答复。
And I asked him several questions and he was not able to give me an answer.
这个我有机会可能会提出来。
And then if I have the chance, then I will actually bring this point again.
那几个问题很简单。
And the questions were very simple.
但其实也不容易答复。
But actually, they're not easy to answer.
我遇到很多这个牧师啊，谈上一题，我问这个问题，这几个问题啊，都不能答复。
And then I have met with several pastors, and whenever I ask these questions, then they're not able to answer.
因为有他的矛盾啊。
Because there is a self-contradiction.
这一处有机会我会谈这个问题，很简单，几分钟就解决，几分钟不必太久。
And then, if we have time this time, I'd like to talk on this because it's very simple, just a few minutes, and then that's enough time.
好，我们休息10分钟再来。
Let's take a break for 10 minutes and come back. Praying silence.